Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Makas Daf Yud. We begin 13 lines off the top of the Amud, back to Ir Miklat. So we have the cities of refuge, Ir Miklat, meant for the killers, b'shogeg, those who accidentally kill people. So they run to the Ir Miklat, where they seek refuge. Refuge from whom? From the Goyel Hadam, the relative of that victim, who may have an interest in avenging his blood. So one of these cities mentioned as an Ir Miklat was actually Chevron. Asks the Gemara, b'Chevron, how can that be? One of those cities given to the Levium, designated for for Ir Miklat, the Chevron Ir Miklat Habhu, or Havoi. Well, see, we have a pasuk that Chevron was actually granted to Kalev ben Yefune. How could we say it was granted to the Levium and for exclusive use of the Levium and the people who run to the Ir Miklat? Where here it says that it was given to Kalev. Apparently, it was his for his use, for his personal. His personal property. As Moshe promised. The actual city of Chevron was not given to Kalev. Only the outlying suburbs. So the outlying territories around Chevron, that was granted. Next question. Kedesh. On the list of the Ir Miklat, really? The Kedesh Ir Miklat Havoy Voksiv. We have a pasuk describing this great, large, fortified city as of Kedesh. And as we're going to see, a fortified city was incompatible with the Ir Miklat requirements, which required a medium-sized city. Not too big, not too small, not to attract too much attention and too many crowds, which would perhaps endanger the fellow who's hiding there. Nor could it be a very small town. It has to have provisions. It has to have the conveniences and the resources of a city. So in any case, if Kedesh is described as a large fortified city, it couldn't have been an Ir Miklat. The Kedesh Ir Miklat Havayi Voksiv, the pasuk says, V'ari Mivtsar, large fortified cities, Hatzadim Tsar, V'chemes Rekes, V'kineres, V'kedesh, V'edrei, V'en Chatzor, V'tani, we have a brisa, Arim Halalo. The Ari Miklat, Ein Oysan Oysan, very special, very specific requirements. We don't make them Loitirin Ketanim, small little towns. Rashi says, "Lafisha ain mezoinois mitzuyin sham." Hard to find, provisions there. V'loy krachem gedoyl, nor large cities. Why? Says Rashi, it's going to attract the crowds. Shakol nikbatzim sham tamid. V'yeregel goyel hadam mitzuyin sham v'yerav loy. Amongst the crowd, you can have the goyel hadam. The relative might slip in unnoticed and ambush and attack the fellow here. So too big is no good, too small is no good. Ela ayores beinonios, they were meant to be medium sized cities. So how could that be? That Kedesh was an Ir Miklat, it was a large city. Amrav Yosef, there were two such cities with the same name, Tarti Kedesh Havoy, one super large, one properly sized. Amar Vashi, I'll give you an example. Today, Kigoyin Slikum, which is a large fortified city, and next to it you have sort of a smallish town, Va'akra Dislikum. Guf, Arma Lalu, we just learned these cities, Einois Naisam, Latiran Kitanim, Lakracham Gudalim, not meant to be too big, too small. Rather, Ela Yores Benonius. Furthermore, Ve'ein Moshivan Oisam, El Mukaimayim, we established these cities only in places of water, meaning we had to ensure that there would be an adequate water supply for the Rotzeach to access. If it so happens that these cities did not have access to water. Mevi'in lohem mayim. They would ensure, you know, when they established the city way back in the time of Yeshua, when they gave it to the Levim, they would make sure all the conditions are met. There are the resources to supply, to provide for the Ritzeach's need. They would, you know, dig some sort of channel, canal, and draw water into the city. We have to make sure that the city has marketplaces. Make sure that there are plenty of residents in the area, whether in town or, Rashi explains, you know, surrounding towns. And the point here is to provide protection, human protection, for the Ritzeach, just in case the many relatives of the victim will come, gang up on him, try to attack him. Nismat uchlusein. Suppose the residents diminished. Musif nalem. We add, we make sure, we import to ensure adequate protection. Nismat duyurein. Now, suppose the actual residents of this town, uchlusein, refers to, you know, the whole area, is properly protected. But let's say within the town itself, the residents dwindled. How do you shore it up? Here's a chiddush. We bring in all kinds of people. We're not just limited to Levim. Levim lahen kohanim, Levim v'Yisraelim. So even though it was really was a city that belongs to the Levim, but we don't hesitate to bring in others as well. Interesting, the Aruch HaNer explains that there's an advantage to bringing others, other types, like Kehanim and Yisraelim. He says, because let's say the Ritzeach, the SKP, happens to be a Kohen or a Yisrael, he'll feel more comfortable, you know, finding others of the same type. So it's interesting, we actually provide for his comfort, for his needs, make sure he has everything he needs. V'ein moichren b'hen, we try to keep the city very safe. No weapons, no access to weapons, so that the goyel hadam, the relative who's maybe looking to avenge his relative's, you know, the victim's blood, shouldn't have access to weapons in town. So we don't have any gun stores in this town. Ve'im moichren b'hen le'klei zayin. No weapons are sold in the town le'klei mitzuda. Or even hunting, you know, apparatuses like traps and stuff like that. Because they can also be used to kill humans. Okay, so we're talking about things that can pose a danger to humans. Whose shita is that? Divrei Rabbi Nechemya. Chachamim atirim, they allow it. It's not going to come to endanger. Rishavan, all agree. She'ein person b'seichan metzudas. That we don't allow anybody to actually set up traps in this town, animal traps. Ve'en mafshilin b'seichan chavalim. Or to lay out, you know, ropes and to be in the rope production business, lay out ropes and weave them. You know why? Because that makes it an attractive place, right, for people to come and to shop, and right. So this might attract the goyel hadam as well, and he might be tempted to kill the SKP, the Ritzeach. So we try to keep it, you know, low-key environment. Where is this concept found in a pasuk? That we have to ensure that it's a comfortable, safe place for the Ritzeach. V'nos, he's meant to flee. El achas min ha'orim ha'el. V'chay, he should have life. Avad le'midi. We have to arrange all sorts of stuff to provide for his needs and for his safety. Tana, we learned a brisa, an interesting chiddush. Talmud shegala. He had a rebbe who was his, you know, committed Rebbe, and now the Talmud did something. He had to go to the Eir Miklat. Talmud Shagala, Megalan Rabbi Imoy. We sent his Rebbe with him to exile. Shenemar v'chai, the pasuk we just mentioned, we have to provide for his life. Right? Torah is his life. We have to provide for his chiyus. What greater chiyus than learning Torah? Amar b'zi'iri mekan, based on this, one should be careful. Shelo yishna adam l'tamal sheni hogan. Ensure that your students are upstanding people. Otherwise, you might end up having to follow him to the Eir Miklat. Amar b'yechon. On the flip side, harav shagola. There's a need for the teacher to flee. Megalan yeshiva seima. His yeshiva goes along with him. For the same reason, because what's a life without teaching Torah? Ein, is that true? That the Rebbe is compelled to go to the Eir Miklat. He's learning Torah. Torah protects him. His base medrash is like an Eir Miklat. He doesn't have to go to the Eir. Where do we find that Torah protects a person? Shenamar as Betzer Bamidbar, one of the Ari Miklat, right? Betzer Uksib Basrei, and right afterwards, what does it say? Vazoyis HaTorah, to tell you a Torah is also a protector. So why would the Rebbe have to flee? Like Kasha, the answer is like this: Hab Idna Daasikba. You're right. As he's learning, he's protected. The Goyel Adam can't, you know, attack him. He takes a break. He's not actually learning. Then he's back in danger. And for that purpose, he has to go to Eir Miklat. Another way to explain, to answer this question. When the Gemara says, Divrei Torah is kolten, we don't mean that halachically he's now protected from the Goyel Hadam. It means spiritually, he's protected from sin. He's protected from the Malach HaMavis, who cannot take his life at that point while he's learning Torah. The boy says, "My cult, Malach HaMavis, the angel of death cannot access him, cannot approach him." Kader of Chizda, as we find with the story of Rav Chizda, Haviyasiv v'goras be'rav, he was sitting and learning by some medrash, v'lo yhava koyachol shlicha the Malach HaMoisa limikir v'gabei, and the Malach HaMavis agent, apparently he has agents, and he couldn't get close to him, he couldn't take his life, limikir v'gabei. Why do they have a shasik pumei migirsa? He was speaking, learning non-stop. And the Torah protects from the Malach HaMavis. So what did he do? Solok v'yasif. So the Malach climbed up and he sat down, climbed up onto the cedar tree, Arzo de Beirav, and the cedar tree of the Beis HaMedrash. Some learn that it means inside the Beis HaMedrash, like a beam. Right? Rashi Bava Metzia learns like that. That it was like a cedar beam in the base medrash, and he pressed down on it and snapped it, collapsed it, poka arza, so the beam collapsed, and the ensuing tumult confused people and brought his learning to an abrupt halt. Vishasak, and he was silenced for a moment from his learning, and that's when he got a hold of him. V'yachalei, he was able to take his life. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi, mipnei ma zachar Reuven limanos batzol atchila. Well, when the Torah lists the Ari Miklat, it mentions first Betzer, which was in the territory of Reuven. Why was he Zaycha to be mentioned first? Because way back in the time of Yosef and his brothers, he's the one who initiated that rescue effort. Tchila, he was the first one who initiated Shenemar. When they were attempting to kill him, he says, "No, what's the point? Let's just put him into the pit," hoping that he would save him later on. Vayishma Shanema, Vayishma Ruven, Vayitzeleyu. Miyadam. So Atzala is attributed. First time Atzala is mentioned, is attributed to Ruven, so he gets that credit. Dorash Rabbi Simloi. So that's why the Eir Miklat, which is also an element of Atzala, is attributed to him. Dorash Rabbi Simloi. Maidach Siv. What does the Pasuk mean when it says, Oz Yavdal Moshe Shalish Orem Bevera Yadim Mizrach HaShamesh? Moshe Rabbeinu designated those three cities on the other side of the Jordan River. Now we know that it's in the east. Why do we have to identify it as Mizrach HaShamesh, where the sun rises? There was a message here. Hashem is telling Moshe, Hazrach Shemesh L'Reitzchem. Shine the light for the Reitzchim, meaning ensure that they have what they need in the Ir Miklat, as we explained earlier. Ikad Amri, another version, Amloy, Hashem tells Moshe, his Rachta, Shemesh la Reitzchim. Well done. By designating those cities, you have lightened up, shown the sun on the Reitzchim, meaning to say, you accommodated them. Well done. Rab Darash Rabbi Simoy. How do we understand the pasuk in Kehelas? Oyev Kesef, one who loves money, he can never be satiated with money. He just wants more and more. Loisba Kesef. Umi Oyev Behomoin Loisivu. As follows. Oyev Kesef, Loisba Kesef. Let's apply it spiritually in a positive sense. One who loves spiritual money, Torah or mitzvahs, he'll just want more and more. He'll never get sick of it. Lo yizba kesef. Ze Moshe Rabbeinu. It's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, who loved mitzvahs. Shoyu yedeya, despite his knowing, Shein shalish arim, that those cities that he's designating, Shebevar Yardin, they're not going to be cultists. They're not going to have the ability to protect, to provide refuge, until the full system is activated, until all six are designated. Asher le'nifchar shalish Eretz Kanan, until the three in Eretz Kanan itself, Eretz Yisrael proper itself, will be added. So why did he even bother getting involved in starting the process when he knew he's not going to accomplish? That's not the point. You have to do what's up to you, what's in your hands. V'amar, he says, mitzvah shabal liyadi. I have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, even to start a mitzvah, even if I won't see success during my own lifetime. Unbelievable. Akaymen, I want to fulfill it. Famous quote from Bisrael Salant. He says, Medavtan, Nish Oiftan. One has to seek to do. Just do. Not to accomplish. Accomplish, that's in Hashem's domain. You have to do your part. Moshe Rabbeinu, unbelievable. Umi Oyev Behoman Loisivu. Next part of the pasuk. How do we interpret that? We have several interpretations. Umi oyev, one who likes behamoin, loy tivua. So we learn, lumi no alulamid behamoin. Hamoin are the crowds, right? The multitudes. Who is worthy? For whom is it appropriate to teach the crowds? Me, shetivua shaloy. So loy over here is learned like a positive sense, like with a vav. All the tivua, all the grains, meaning he's an expert in Tanakh and Mishnah and everything. He's fully versed, fully equipped. He should go teach the crowds. Behind the Omar, Rabbi Lazar, as Rabbi Lazar says, "My tachsiv." The pasuk in Tehillim, "Mi yamalel buras Hashem yashmiel kol tehillasei." Same idea. "Limi noya lamalel buras Hashem." Who is fitting to go teach buras Hashem, the words of Hashem, and the mishiyachol hashmiel kol tehillasei? One who has the ability to teach everything, meaning he's equipped, he's fully versed, he's an expert, he's a baki. Rabbanon, here comes another pshat. V'itema, some say, Rabba Bamari. Omar, he explained the pasuk as follows. Mi oyev behamein lo yisivua. Kala oyev behamein. He loves hamein. He loves the crowds of Talmid Chachamim, who convey Torah to the crowd. So he loves Talmid Chachamim. He has a schus. That affection carries over to his kids. Loi sevua. He will be zecha that his kids, his descendants, will have the tevua, meaning they'll be equipped with Torah. They will be Talmid Chachamim themselves. Because that message, that underlying subconscious affection and respect to what's important carries on. Yehavu be Rabbanan inayu. Rabbanan eyed the man called Rabba Bere de Rabba. So Rabba, who was a great Talmud Chacham, because he was the son of Rabba, who had affection to Talmid Chacham. So they viewed him as a prime example, a manifestation of this concept. Rabbi Ashi Amar, other from Shat, Kalo Oyev, Lul Moed Bahamoin. The Pasuk Mi Oyev Bahamoin Loisuo means one who likes learning with crowds, with Chaverim, enjoys the give and take, enjoys the camaraderie, learns Torah Barabim, Loisuo, he's Zaycha to real Torah. Because he gains deeper understanding by interacting with others in Torah. This is compatible with the next point. What does the pasuk mean in Yirmiyah, which issues a warning against loners who learn Torah themselves without interaction, without chabrusa and chabura? Cherev ala badim bnei yalu. Cherev, a sword. Al tzavorei sonayim. Shotim nechachamim. Is chas v'shalom. For the necks of the enemies of Tamil Chacham, it's a euphemism, meaning it's a bad thing for Tamil Chacham to sit and learn themselves. They're learning Torah, but they're learning one alone, bad bevad, without connection, without interaction with others. Furthermore, Ella Shemitamshim. It makes them silly. They lose their whole wisdom, they lose their perspective. Their opinions become fact. For lack of interaction, for lack of give and take with others. How do we know? Because here it says v'nayalu, and elsewhere. The Torah is speaking about silliness, lacking wisdom. Asher nayalnu. So that's the ensuing result. Furthermore, elo shechoyten. Actually, it brings them to sin. They can misconstrue and misapply what they're learning because they don't have a proper context, proper perspective. They see it their way, and you know, it isn't always the right way. Shenamar v'asher chaton. Another source that it can bring to sin. Nayalu sari tzayan. So the people in Tzayan, they sinned, and you see, nayalu is synonymous with sin, and therefore when it says nayalu over here by the loner Tamid Chachamim, it means the same thing. Ravina Amar. Another pshat in the pasuk of Mi Oyev Bahamayin Lo Yisavua. Kala Oyev Lalamid Bahamayin. One who seeks to teach many students Bahamayin Lo Yisavua. He's Echad the Torah. He's not losing by giving away. He's not losing by spending time teaching. It's very much to his gain. V'hainu Da'amar Rabbi. As Rabbi told us, Harbe Torah L'matim Rabbo Yisai. I learned much from my teachers, but from my friends even more. By interacting with friends, with colleagues, Yoyis Mehem, I learned even more. I got a deeper perspective in Torah. And now comes the punchline. Umitamida Yoyis Mekulan. Who did I learn the most from? My students. Rashi explains, because Levishal Yedeyim Yar Beha Pilpul, says Rashi. Venoysen Lev Lataris Kush Yoseim. They have all kinds of questions, comments, and that triggers the thought process on account of the Rebbe and sends him even deeper into more profound and deeper understanding of the subject matter. Amar Rav Shimon Levi, my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean? Oyim lois hayu ragleinu mishalach shalayim. Answer is, mikaram l'ragleinu shiyamdu b'machamah. What caused us to win those wars? Shari Yishalayim, which means Shahiyo Iskum Batura. The gateways of Yerushalayim, meaning the Batei Midrash, the places where they learned Torah. The Schus HaTorah gave us victory in our wars. Vomer Shem HaLevi might have said, what does the pasuk in Tehillim mean? Shir HaMalach Lo David. So David sings to Hashem, Samachti Ba'emrim Limbeis Hashem Nelech. What was he saying? Omar David, Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David was telling Hashem, it's unbelievable. Look what's going on. Ribbono Shel Olam, Shamati Bnei Adam She'omrim. You see, the people of his generation were aware that he's not going to build a base in Mikdash. Only his son Shlomi HaMelech will do it. They're waiting for me to die. I overheard people making that wish. Shamati Bnei Adam She'omrim, Masai Yomus Zaken Zeh. When is this old man going to die? David HaMelech. V'yavei Shlomi Bnei. If only Shlomi's son could already show up to build a base in Mikdash. V'yavei Shlomi Bnei Bechira. V'nalo L'regel. We'll go to, right? V'samachti. And David HaMelech says, I was pleased by hearing these insults. I didn't take it personally. Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem responds to him, actually, you're right. Because Ki Toiv Yoyim B'Chatzarecha Me'olef. What does that mean? Your Torah is worth more than anything else. Toiv Lo Yoyim Yachad Shata Isik B'Torah Lefanai. One day of your Torah, even without the Beis HaMikdash, is more precious to me, more than 1,000. 1,000 what? Me'olef Oilois. 1,000 Karbanis She'asa Shleim Bincha L'Hakar Lefanai. al gabe mizbeach, 1,000 karbonis. That there was actually a story that the Shlomo brought 1,000 karbonis on one day. So even that extreme and extravagant offering, your learning is greater than that. The Mishnah says, "Umechavano is lahem derachem." There were signposts along the way. Tanya, what was said on those signposts? One word, miklat. There was a signpost with an arrow. Miklat is that way. So, Mr. Reitzeach, don't get lost. That's your direction. Miklat ha'yukosav pashas drachem. By the crossroads, we had clear signs. Kadesh yakar Reitzeach, vishvim l'shams, the Reitzeach should know exactly where to go without delay. Amar of kahana ma'yikra. Where's the pasuk for this? Tochen, prepare. Tochen lecha derech, aseh lecha a preparation, hachana la derech. Rav Chama b'chanin pasuk la pischa la parshas mihacha. So when he began discussing the sugya of the ir miklat, that a ritzeach b'shoigig is compelled to go to, he would open up the topic with a pasuk in Tehillim to lend perspective to the whole idea. Toi v'yashar Hashem. Hashem is good, Hashem is just. Al kein yoyrech atoim badorech. So even though he's a chayte, he killed, Hashem with his truth and justice and his kindness ensures that he's safe, sends him to the ir miklat. Now, im lechatoim yoyrech, Hashem does that for sinners. Kal v'chayim le tzadikim, certainly. He will guide tzadikim, or those who want to be tzadikim, on the right path. Here comes another introduction. From Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Pasach la Pischa, he would make his introduction, my parsha, to this topic, Mihacha, based on a Pasach and Shemais. Ashaloi Tzada, Elokim in Eliyadai. So this fellow didn't intend on killing. Hashem availed it for him. Hashem arranged it. Now, how could Hashem arranges tragedies? What does that mean? So we have a Pasach in Shmuel, Kasher Yoimar Mishalak Admoini, as it said in the metaphor of the earliest one, Kaviyachad, that's Hashem, that's the Torah. Mirashayim Yetzer Resha. Evil comes from a Rasha. Now, if we look through the whole Torah, what do we find? That Rashayim generate Resha. What does that mean? The answer is the pasuk that we just mentioned. Velakim min aliyadai. Hashem arranged for this person to tragically kill another person b'shogeg. Why? What happened? Because this wasn't the start of the story. This was sort of another episode in a long story. And Hashem keeps track. What are we speaking about? B'shnei b'nei adam shorgos anafesh. What really happened was that Reuben and Shimon both killed somebody in the past. Echad harag b'shogeg, echad harag b'meizid. Reuben had killed somebody unintentionally. But the problem is there were no Edom there. Nobody saw, nobody was present, so he never did anything to atone for it. Shimon, who's today's victim, killed somebody purposely and was deserving of being put to death. Problem is, we couldn't prosecute him. There were no witnesses. Both individuals had no witnesses. And there was no prosecution. And no conclusion to that tragic episode, or those episodes. Hashem brings about a situation which will address their respective violations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazmina lepundak yachad. So what does Hashem do to resolve the issue? He arranges for both these individuals, Reuben and Shimon, to be at the same area, the same hotel, the same, you know, place. Zesh harag b'meizid, yeshiv tachas asur. Shimon, who had previously killed b'meizid, and was deserving of death, decided to take a seat underneath this ladder. V'sesh harag b'shoigeg, whereas Reuben, who had killed b'shoigeg in the past and never went to the ir miklat, yored nesulim, is coming down the ladder, v'noifil alav, and trips and lands on Shimon, v'harag and kills him. And now we were there, there were Edom, and he must run to the ir miklat. So everybody got what was befitting to them. Zesharag b'meizid nerav. Shimon, who killed b'meizid, now finally got killed. Hashem arranged it for him. V'zesharag b'shoigeg goyle. And Reuben, who had previously killed b'shoigeg but never made it to the ir miklat, now will take off to the ir miklat. Mirashaim Yetzeresha. So Hashem arranges a takola, a tragic episode to occur. So Reuben, who's in a way a Rasha, which means to say that he wasn't so careful last time, because as you explained in the past, it's not like an oynes. Shogeg has some element of accountability, some element of responsibility, and therefore, if it wasn't accounted for in the past, Hashem arranges for him to happen for it to happen again, so that he can run to the Ir Miklat and take care of his accounts. Amar Rabba Barafuna Marafuna. Some say Marafuna Marvelezer. We have no less than three sources to this concept that Hashem will lead you in the direction that you chose. Mina Torah, Umina Navim. We have a source from Torah Navim, also Umina Ksuvim. For the concept of Bederech Shadam Roitzel Leilech, the path that a person chooses, Ba Malichan Oisai. Hashem will push him in that direction, give him siyat d'shmaya, whether for good or for bad, right? Min ha-Torah, from Bilam. The Chsiv initially says, don't go with them. Hashem warns him, don't, keep away. And then when he pushed and he stubbornly wanted to go, and then it says, kumach lechitim. Hashem acquiesced, so to speak. Hashem didn't hold him back. So it's interesting that when it comes to good things, Hashem pushes you, gives you yisad d'shmaya. But in terms of bad choices, it doesn't say that Hashem pushes you into it. Hashem doesn't hold you back. The Marshal explains the lashon moilichim. Why is it lashon rab many? If it's Hashem, it should say Hashem, you know, lashon yachad. Hashem guides you. Says the Marshal, who's guiding you? Who's pushing you? Who's encouraging you? It's the person's thoughts. He says, when a person has a machshava, let's say, to do a mitzvah, chas v'shalom an avera, that thought isn't just, you know, a fleeting, non-existing entity. It takes on a form. There are malachim created by a person's thoughts. I want to do a mitzvah, I'm going to learn Torah. There are malachim now created by that good thought, and they want to see it being realized. So they'll push you to the Beis HaMedrash. Come, let's go. Don't get distracted by this, by the phone, by the email, right? So the malachim, they're schlepping you to do the good mitzvah. Okay? So that's one source from Bilam Min HaNeviim. Another source, Tchsev, Ani Hashem Elokechem Lamedcha, Lohoyil Madrichecha Bederech Telech. Hashem saying, I am guiding you. And Min HaKsuvim, Tchsev, Imla Leitzim. If you want to hang around with Leitzim and, you know, bad company, who y'all is? Hashem will allow you to do that. It's your choice, your decision. The person who's humble and is trying to work on himself and develop his personality, develop his spirituality, Hashem will gift you with siyata d'shmaya to accomplish. Okay, Amar Rav Huna, Ritzach shegolo l'ir miklat. A Ritzach is on the way to the Ir Miklat. Now, en route, he bumps into none other than the Goyal Hadam, a relative of his victim, who's now all fired up and wants to take revenge. Umetzoi Goyal Hadam. And he kills him en route, Potter. The Goyal Hadam is Potter. After all, he was outside the Ir Miklat, even though he was en route. Kasavar, Rav Huna learns, Veloi Ein Mishpat Mavis. Right, the Pasuk says, get over there quickly so that the Goyal Hadam doesn't catch you. V'loy ein mishpat mavis. If he does, he's not accountable for killing the Ritzeach. So the pasuk means begoyel adam v'dechsiv. The pasuk here is absolving goyel adam for killing him en route. Now, of course, once he gets to the Ir Miklat, he's safe and sound. There's no way to goyel adam has no access. But en route, he can still get him. Meis, here comes Akash. V'loy ein mishpat mavis. V'ritzeach akasim medaber. The pasuk is not speaking about the relative who can kill him. The Ritzeach is not really liable, not really Chayv Misa. That's what the Pasuk is saying, because he killed a B'shoigeg. Atom B'Ritzeach, you're suggesting that it's going on the Ritzeach. Or Ye'en El B'Goyal Adam, maybe it's going on the Goyal Adam, who, like we said, is not accountable for killing him. No, Keshu Aimer, when the Pasuk continues, V'lo Yisayin Eloi B'tmel Shusham, he wasn't his enemy. Who are we talking about? Have Aimer B'Ritzeach, Gosem Adavar. Torah is highlighting that the Ritzeach, nothing against the victim, it wasn't an intended intentional strike. Clearly, the pasuk in its entirety is referring to the Ritzeach, not to the Goel Adam. So the Goel Adam is not allowed to kill him en route. Hudamakai Tana, the answer of Huna, adopted a different interpretation based on a different Tana. The Sanya, who learns, V'loye Mishpat Mavis, the Goel Adam HaKasim Radaba. After the Goel Adam kills the Ritzeach, he's not held accountable. Ah, to Amim Goel Adam HaKasim Radaba, you're saying it's going on him. Oh, yeah, no, Ritzeach, maybe it's going on the Ritzeach. Who's not Chayim? He's like, Shoyim HaKilo, Shoyim when the pasuk speaks about him not being an enemy of the victim, so surely that part of the pasuk is on the Ritzeach. Right? And once we establish that he's not an enemy, it wasn't intentional, then it's pretty obvious that he's not Chayiv Misa. So why then does the pasuk repeat itself, so to speak, and say, V'loy ein mishpat mabes? It's obvious. Of course he's not accountable if it wasn't intentional. Ha'amani mekayim, how do I apply it? The words "v'lo yinim shpat pavis," the goyel adam, hakasam medaber, coming to exonerate the goyel adam if he killed the ritzeh en route, he's not chayv mis. So we have an interesting machlekes. Once he's in the ir miklat, of course he's safe. What happens en route? If the goyel adam kills him, is he potter or not? Machlekes. It's not. Let's try to prove it from the mission, which says "ma'isrim loy shnei tamid chachamim," the bezin will send along two Talmid Chachamim to accompany him to the Ir Miklat. Why? Sheme Yargenu Baderach. For concern that the Goel Adam will try to kill him en route. V'yidabur Elov, so the Talmid Chachamim will speak to him, try to discourage it. How will they discourage him by speaking to him? Ma'ilav de Masrubei, apparently because they're going to warn him. Better be careful. You kill him, you're dead. Dikato Baktalo, if you kill him, you're going to be put to death. Unlike Rav Huna, who says, it's okay. Loi, no, that's not the point that they're going to tell him. Because the Sani, rather, as the Brisa says, they'll speak to him. What are they going to say? Calm down. What do you need it for? Devarim haruim loi, things which will speak to him. Aymrim loi, they'll say, al tinek boy minak shev chidam. Don't treat him like as if he killed purposely. He was an accident. Bishkoga bo masal yada. It was an accidental story. The person himself, the Ritzeach, should also defend himself. He also has to speak up. Chacham said, no, leave him out of it. It's always good, with the middleman. A middleman can do much more than the person himself. So there's no right from the Mishnah that Goel Adam has access en route. Perhaps he does, perhaps he doesn't. It depends how you learn the Mishnah. Amamar. So what are they going to tell him? Bishkoga b'masal yada, it was an accident. What do you want from him? Pshita, well, obviously. What are they trying to enlighten the Goel Adam by telling him an obvious fact? And the Ibn Mezim bargolosu. Bargolosu? Because obviously it's b'shogig. If he was b'mezim, he wouldn't be on the way to Golos. In? Well, not necessarily, because v'atani will enter in a b'raisa. You never know what this man is up to now. Sure, he's on the way to the Irmikla, but could be it's like Rabbi Shabri Yudah Aymer, but Chila. Initially, first thing is we send them to the Ir Miklat. Echad Shoyge, Ve'echad Mezid, Magdimin, Lori Miklat. Whether you killed B'Shoyge or B'Mezid, we send them off right away. Until we, ready to determine the status. So perhaps, the Goel Adam will suspect that he was a Mezid. Why is he en route to the Ir Miklat? Because it hadn't yet been determined, right? So that's according to this shita. Everybody first runs off to the Miklat to Bezdin Sholchan, Umevino Yisrael Misham. Next thing is that the Bezdin calls for them, brings them back to the court, and litigate the case. Mishin is Chayiv Misa Harugu. Turns out that he killed Bemezit. He gets killed. Shenema Veshalchu Zekne Iroi V'Locho Yisrael Misham V'Nos Noisim Gol Adam Amez. So if he was turned, if he was amazed, he gets that punishment. Mishin is Chayiv Misa. But if he was not held accountable, if he was exonerated completely from this accusation, taru, okay, send him home. Shnama veitzilu eida, so ritzeach and goel adam. And then the third thing is, if he killed b'shoigig, mishin eschayev golas. It turns out he has to go to golas. Machzir eslam kaimai. They bring him back to the ir miklat. Shnama veishivo isay eida al ir miklata. Shnas shama. They bring him back. That's his shita. Rabbi Omer, me atzman hin golam. There's no requirement for everybody and anybody to initially run to the Ir Miklat. Circumstantially, they do it. They do. Ma'atzman and Gaon, they're wrong, they run out. Because people think, at times, people think, that mistakenly think, that even a person who killed B'mezid can save himself on the Ir Miklat. But in truth, the truth is that they don't know the truth. They don't realize. Shebeshoigeg kotois B'mezid ein en kotois. That only works by a shoigeg, not by a mezid. So according to Rebbe, there's no din to run to the Ir Miklat unless you're a shoigeg. But according to Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda, everybody has to first go to the Ir Miklat. And perhaps, the Goel Hadam has to be told. Listen, we're telling you, this fellow was b'shoigeg. He's not one of those mazes that, you should have a vendetta against. Amar B'lazer, Ir Sheruba Reitzchem. This is a city where most of its inhabitants are known to be murderers. Okay? And according to Erech Laner, they killed b'shoigeg. So these people are not intentional Reitzchem, but even b'shoigeg. But the city is full of these people. So the city filled up with Reitzchem. Eino koletes. That's it. It's out of business. The city can no longer absorb and protect Hirei Bishgaga. Shanama v'diber b'ozne zikno yirah. He has to borrow. Right? So the Pasuk in Yeshua speaks about Ir Miklat, where the Hirei Bishgaga, the Ritzach, runs and speaks to the local Zikanim. The elders, the Zdayanim. Apparently, the city is full of righteous people. V'loy shehushvu d'vrein l'dvarov, as opposed to a city which is completely or majority-wise the same type as his, as him. Reitzchem like him. Shehushvu d'vrein l'dvarov. Their words, his words, they're basically on the same way, same page. At that point, the city can no longer serve as an Ir Miklat. V'amar v'lazer, Ir shem b'zakenim and Nicoletis. Likewise, a city that never had Zakenim cannot absorb a Ritzeach, the Be'inan, Ziknehir, Veleka. Pasuk requires Zakenim in the city. If we don't have, then it doesn't work. Itma, we have another Machlekes, Irsh Imba Zakenim, a city without Zakenim, Rabbam and Rabasi, a Machlekes, Chad Omer, Koletes, Chadam Ein Koletes. So this is a subject to Machlekes. One Shita holds, it can still work. Chad Omer, it doesn't work. Ein Koletes, explains the Gemara. What's the machlekes based on? Mada Amar, Eina Kaletas. The one who says it doesn't work. Ba'inan, Zikneir. Velak, we need Zakenim. And we don't have. Lamada Amar, Kaletas. But the opinion which holds that it still works, Mitzvah Baum, sure, the Torah speaks about Zakenim being present, but it's a preference, it's a chatchila. But if they're not there, it's not critical. Okay, further on this topic of Zakenim, what about a city, Virshem Bazakin? Again, back to the city without Zakenim. Regarding another halacha. A machlokes between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. Chad Omar, one holds, Nase bo ben Soru Remoire. V'chad Omar, Ein Nase bo ben Soru Remoire. Could this city generate a ben Soru Remoire? A son who was strayed and deviated, stole and this, right? Does he have the status or not? L'mand Omar, Ein Nase bo ben Soru Remoire. The one who says we can't, you can't make a ben Soru Remoire in this town, the Be'inon, Ziknei Yirei. Because likewise, in that parsha, it speaks about his parents taking him to the Ziknei Yirei. V'leka, if there are no Zakenim, you cannot carry out this procedure. L'manda Omar Nasaba ben Soru Remoire, the one who says it's okay, even without it, mitzvah ba'amu. Because again, it's just a preference, it's not critical. Another application, V'yir Shem b'Zakenim, Rav Amar Rav Asi, Chad Omar, Mevi'o Egla Rufa, we find a victim on the road, right? So, the closest city brings an Egla Arufa, a calf, right, who's beheaded. So even a city with no Zakenim can still participate. V'chad Omar, Eino Mevi'a. She can't bring Egla Arufa. Why? L'manda Omar, Eino Mevi'a Egla Arufa, Dubeinan, Zikni, Hayarhi. The pasuk clearly refers to the Zakenim, being involved in the process. And here you don't have it, V'leka. But L'manda Omar, Mevi'a Egla Arufa, the Shita says that you could still bring Egla Arufa, Mitzvah, because it's just a preference, it's the Chatchila. But it does not hold back the process. Okay, let's do a quick summary. Chevron was given to Kalev, but not the actual city, the surrounding suburbs. There were two Kedishes. That was proven because Kedesh in the Pasuk described as a big fortified city, but the Arei Miklat must be medium-sized cities to provide adequate provision, but not too busy. Basically, a low-key place to provide them with protection. And that's what we learn from V'chai. We have to have, you know, supplies, water, and you know, marketplaces and people in the area to protect him. The Talmud brings his Rebbe along. The Rebbe brings his yeshiva along. Moshe Rabbeinu was so motivated to do mitzvahs. And that's why he did the three cities, even though it would wait until all six were done to be actually active. We have many pshatim in the pasuk of Oyev Kesef, Lois Ba Kesef, Umi Oyev Bahama Loi Tvua. A teacher has to be well versed. One who has affection for Talmid HaChachamim carries on to his kids. The schus of teaching Torah to the Rab, Oyev Bahamoin, the point of interacting with others in your learning, rather than being just one alone, you know, hermit on his own. He loses clarity, loses perspective. It can bring him to perversion and to sin by misapplying the principles of Torah, which he misconstrued because of lack of interaction and you know, chabura. The schus of Torah gave them victory in their war, and David HaMelech's Torah outshined, more important than the karbonis of his son Shlomo HaMelech on the Mizbeach. Signpost on the roads to the Arei Miklat, Tochen Lecha HaDerech. The whole idea of the Ritzeach B'Shogi was arranged by Hashem. Hashem in Eliyadai. For Cheshbonis that only Hashem knows. Everything is predestined, predetermined, no accidents in the world. We have the idea of B'derech Shodom Roy Tzilelech Malichan Oysoi. One need only make his decision, make his little effort, and then Hashem and the Malachim push him along in the right direction. We have many sources. We had an interesting machlekes. What happens en route? Is he safe from the Goyel Adam or not? We learned what the Talmid HaChachamim, how they will address the Goyel Adam en route. Two shittas regarding what happens. Initially, does he have to run to the Ir Miklat? Or do we wait until we determine that it was a Ritzeach B'Shogeg, a city that's mostly inhabited by Reitzchim, can no longer be active as an Ir Miklat? I mean, interesting machlekes. If there are no Zakenim in the Ir Miklat, or in the city of the Ben Sori Ramayr, or in the city which is trying to bring Egla Rufa, is it critical, or is it only a preference? All the best to you, Natzlacha Rav.